Today we're learning lesson 53. We're in Parshas Lech Lecha, still in topic 1, Avram's travels. Today's topic is Avram leaves home. We're in Sefer Bereishis, chapter 12, Perek Yud Beis, Psukim He to Tes, Psukim 5 to 9. In the Simonim Tanakh, we're on page 16, near the bottom of the page. Vayikach Avraham es Sarai ishto ves Lot ben achiv ves kol rechusham asher rochashu ves hanefesh asher asu v'charon vayetzu loleches artzo kinan vayavo artzo kinan vayavor Avraham boretz ad mikom shechem ad elon morev haknani oz boretz. Vayero Adonai el Avram vayomer lezaracha etenas oretz azos vayiven sham izveach ladoinoi hanire elov vayatek misham ora mikedem leves el vayet oholo beis el miyom vayi mikedem vayiven sham izveach ladoinoi vayikra b'shem adoinoi. Vayisa Avram haloch v'nasoa hanegbo. Let's look at the psukim inside now. Pasuk Hey. Remember yesterday, Avram immediately decided that he's going to go. Today we're going to see that Avram actually goes. Vayikach, Pasuk Hey, Vayikach Avram, and Avram took. Es Sarai ishto, Sarai his wife. We can't actually physically take a person because a person has their own conscious reality. So whenever it says and someone takes another person, means that you are taking the person with words. You're persuading them. Avram persuaded, and thereby Sarai went on her own volition. Similarly, Ves Lot ben Achiv. And also he took Lot, the son of his brother, which was Sarai's which was Sarai's brother as well. What else? Veskal rechusham, and all their rechush, belongings, all their belongings, asher rochoshu, which they earned, vesanefesh, and the souls, asher asu v'charon, which they made in Charon. How do you make a soul? You make a soul by bringing them under the wings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avram and Sarai reached out and were makarev people to become monotheists. And when you do that, that's how you make their soul. Now, it's interesting. When Hashem told Avram to go, he could have gone by himself and scouted out the area, which would have made the most sense, and then come back and bring everybody and get everything. But Avram didn't go alone. He took everything with him. It was a clear break without any contingency plans. And that shows his tremendous bitachon in Hashem. Now, when he left, he had to go in a certain direction, at least. Vayetzu, and they went loleches to go arzo Kenan, to the land of Kenan. Why? Because Avram understood it's a holier land. Shem lived there. And in the past, Hevel brought his offerings there. Noach brought korbanos there. It was a holier place, and there were better people there. He figured, at least I'll go in that direction. That may not be the ending place, but I have to go in some direction. He's not going to go back to Ur Kasdim, where he was not a very beloved person. So it seemed that the most sensible direction would be Canaan, but if Hashem wouldn't tell him to stop, he'd go straight through to Mitzrayim. Now the Pasuk now underscores, as opposed to his father who made an attempt to go to Canaan, but stopped short in Haran. So the Torah ends off, Ayavo, and they came Arza Canaan, to the land of Canaan. And unlike Terach, Avram succeeded in going to the land of Israel. Question is, how far did he go? Pasuk Vav, Vayaver Avram Ba'aretz, Vayavor Avram Ba'aretz, and Avram Vayavor, and he passed into the land. Meaning to say, he didn't just go to the edge, but he went into the land, going through the land, going through the land of Canaan, and he would leave the land of God, the Canaan of Hashem, wouldn't say anything. And how far did he penetrate? Ad Mechom Shechem, until the place of Shechem, the city of Shechem, which is also known as Ad, until Elon Moreh, the plains of Moreh. That's another name for Shechem. Now, Vaknani and the Canaanites, Osbarets, were then in the land. They were fighting and taking away land from the descendants of Shem. It would have been dangerous for Avram to keep traveling, but since Hashem didn't tell him anything, he keeps traveling, even though he's surrounded by warfare. Again, he's trusting Hashem. Hashem says, go, and he's not going to stop until Hashem tells him to stop. Well, as he is in Shechem, Pasuk Zion, Vayera Adonai El Avram, and the all-merciful God, Vayera, appeared to Avram. This is, although Hashem spoke to him at the beginning of Parsha, this is a stronger, much stronger type of prophecy. And he makes gives him two pieces of good news, two promises. Vayomer, and he says, Lizaracha, to your descendants, to your children. Zara literally means seed. To your children, Etenas Artsos, I will give this land of Canaan. Now, number one, that is the good news, he's going to have children, because otherwise there's no descendants. And number two, they would get the land of Canaan. This explains the connection to before, that the Canaanite were in the land as they were capturing the land from Shem, because otherwise, if they would not have captured the land from Shem, it wouldn't work out that Hashem would not give the land of Shem to Avram. So now that the Canaanites were taking the land away from Shem, then Avram would eventually be able to take the land away, his descendants away from the Canaanites. Now for Avram to show his thanks to Hashem, Vayiven Sham Mizbeach LaHashem, Vayiven, and he built Sham there a Mizbeach, an altar, that's taking a number of rocks together and building it up as a monument, LaHashem, to Hashem, and which Hashem Hanir'eh, that appeared a love to him. That's why he built a Mizbeach, because of the good news. He wanted to thank Hashem for the good news. He is not yet calling out to Hashem and preaching monotheism, because he's in a dangerous part of the world. So he just builds the altar to show his thanksgiving to Hashem. Now, he couldn't stay there that long, and Hashem didn't really tell him to stop there. So, Pasuk Ches, Vayatek Misham. Vayatek means he took away his tent, because they lived in tents. So he took apart the tent, Misham, from there, from Shechem, Ha-Hara, to the mountain. Now, where is this mountain? The mountain is Mikedem. It was east. Kedem means east. Leveskel, from the city of Beiskel, meaning Beiskel was to the west. And then the mountain is there. Vayet Ahalo. And he pitched, Vayet, and he pitched Ahalo, his tent. Although Ahalo is written with a hey, which would be pronounced Ahalo, her tent, a double meaning to show he first pitched the tent of Sarah, and then he pitched his own tent. As we'll see in a moment, this does become a place of preaching of monotheism. So you want to make sure that the tent for the women would be ready before the tent for the men. Now the Torah now reviews exact location of this mountain. Beis El Miyam. Beis El is from the west. It's to the west of the mountain. Vaha'ai, and the city of Ai, is Mikedem, to the east of the mountain. So in your mind, you have the mountain in the middle, Beis El to the west, and Ai to the east. Vayiven Sham Mizbeach LaHashem. Vayiven, and he built Sham there, a Mizbeach LaHashem, for Hashem. And here the purpose is, Vayikra, and he called out, B'Shem Adonai. He called out in the name of the All-Merciful. That's the purpose of this Mizbeach. Now, it's important to know where we get the names of these directions. We said Yom is west. Why is it west? Because it's named after the Yam HaGadol, the great Yam, the great sea, which is the Mediterranean Sea, which is west of Eretz Yisrael. Kedem is called east. Kedem also comes from Kedem, prior, previous, ancient. East was where more civilization first started. So the ancients were in the east by the Tigris and Euphrates area, that, or even east of that. So therefore, ancient is Kedem. That's the east of Eretz Yisrael, as it were. The Yam is to the west. And we're going to get one more direction. Avram now wants to preach more of monotheism to people, so he doesn't stay in one place, even though the mountain area was a safer area between Ai and Beis El. Still, he would continue to move. Pasuk Tes, and Hashem didn't tell him to stop either. Vayisa Avram, and Avram traveled. Haloch v'nasoa. It goes together. Haloch, going, v'nasoa, and traveling. Meaning he'd go to a place, stop there for a little while, preach a little bit, get people involved, and move on. And what direction was he going? Hanegba, to the south. Now, he was traveling in a direction towards to Yerushalayim to touch upon as many people as possible. There was less wars going on in the southern area of the land of Israel. And again, the direction for south is Negev. We know in Israel, the Negev is the desert. In Aramaic, Negev means dried up, and that's where the desert is. So Negev is the south, which is the area of the Negev, south of is of the land of Israel, because it is an area that is dried up. Let us now take a quick look at the map in the back that will help us have a little better understanding of what's going on. If you look at the first map, as you see where we had Haran, and Avram was in Haran, which is on the left side of the page, right at the top point where his father had been. So from Haran, which is still east of the Euphrates, he now moves, going down south all the way down, traveling through the Eretz B'nai Kedem. He's finally entering into Eretz Yisrael. You see, the arrow moves right into Shechem. He will further travel, as it says, Vayisa Avram Haloch V'nasa Hanegba. He continues going down south, heading towards Jerusalem. Now, for a little more expanded version, turn the page and you'll see a map on the left side where you see a red line coming from the top of the map, traveling all the way down, crossing the Jordan River. And then you see the arrow pointing and the white box saying, Vayavor Avram Bo'aretz Ad Mekom Shechem Ad Ol Elon Moreh. So you can see he was in the area of Shechem, and that's really into the interior of the land of Canaan, which is, we call it a little about central Israel over there. Then you see a little altar over there, a little picture of an altar. Hashem spoke to him over there. He got the good news. And then he went south, as you see now, the mountain with Beis El to the right and I to the west and I to the east. Beis El Miyam V'ai Mikedem. And then he continues to go south. How far south he goes, this map does not tell us, but he's continually going south. He's in the interior of Israel. Hashem has still not told him to stop going. So that's a few of the altars which Avram built. Let's now look at the questions. Ha'im Avram lokach as ishto kishyotze b'charam. Did Avram take his wife when he left from Haran? Yes. To eich lokach Avram es Sarai. How did Avram take Sarai? He took her with words. He persuaded her. Targem rechusham. Translate rechusham means their belongings. Targem translate rachashu. That's a verb which means which they earned. 5. Chutz melot v'sarai ishto. Besides Lot and Sarai, his wife, mi od lokach Avram betzeisim erchan. Who else did Avram take when he left from Haran? The answer he took as hanefesh asher osu b'Haran. Which question 6 asked by Eric, explain what is Vanefesh Asher Asu V'Haran? Literally means on the souls which they made in Haran, by bringing them to an understanding of monotheism. 7. Kishiyotze Mecharan, when he left Haran, Haim Avram Yoreleiz Eretz Hashem Rotz Sheikh, did Avram know what land Hashem wanted him to go? No. 8. Leiz Kivun, in what direction Yotze Avram Eretz Haran? Did Avram leave from the land of Haran? He went in the direction towards Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan. 9. Loma yotz Avram echaran lekivun Eretz Canaan. Why did Avram leave Haran going in the direction of Eretz Haran? Because he knew it was a holier place. He knew that Shem and his descendants lived there, and other holy things took place there. 10. Targem, translate the word vayavor. Vayavor means he passed. 11. Haim Avram higia rak l'ktzei Eretz Canaan. Did Avram reach only the edge of the land of Canaan? No. 12. Ad eifo, until where? Avar Avram Eretz Canaan. Did Avram pass? He went into the interior of the land until Shechem. 13. Shechem, by the way, in the secular Arab translation, is the city of Nablus. Eifo be'eretz Canaan nimtza ha'ir Shechem. Where in the land of the Canaan is found the city of Shechem by Elon Moreh, the plains of Moreh. 14. Liadeza ir nimtza Elon Moreh beretz Canaan. Next to which city do you find Elon Moreh? You find it next to the city of Shechem. 15. Mihayu Moshlim Beretz Canaan. Who were the rulers of Eretz Canaan? Because Shigia Avram Mechar, when Avram came from Haran, it was the Canaani. 16. Im Hashem Nira El Avram Keshaya Avram Beilon Moreh. Did Hashem appear to Avram when he was in Elon Moreh? Yes. 17. Ma'ivteach Hashem LaAvram B'Mareh. What did Hashem promise Avram in a vision? Hanavu of prophecy. Kisha Avram Hoya Beilon Moreh. When Avram was in Elon Moreh, he promised him, number one, children, and number two, they would have the land of Israel. 18. Lemi hivtiach Hashem laAvram l'seisaseretz Canaan. To whom did Hashem promise to Avram he would give the land? To Avram's descendants, his children. 19. Ma asa Avram be'Elon Moreh. What did Avram do in Elon Moreh? Achare, after she hivtiach lo Hashem l'seisaseretz Canaan l'zera, that Hashem promised to give his descendants the land, he built a mizbeach to show thanks for them. 28. Hoya Mizbeach Arishon. Where was the first Mizbeach Shabana Avram that Avram built? It was in Shechem by the plains of Moreh. 21. Lama Bona Avram Mizbeach Be'elon Moreh. Why did Avram build a Mizbeach in Elon Moreh? To thank Hashem for the good news. 22. Targem Vayatek. Vayatek means to take away his tent. Move on, as it were. 23. Le'efo Avar Avram Elon Moreh. Where did Avram go as he passed Elon Moreh? Ahara, 24, Targem Ahara, what's Ahara means? To the mountain. Which, okay, 25, Targem, translate Mekedem. Mekedem means from the east. 26, Loma Nikra Tzad Mizrach B'Shem Kedem. Why is the direction of east called Kedem? Kedem means also the ancients from before, Kodem. And that's where humanity, civilization came from before, from the east. 27, Leza Tzad Shel Beis El Hoyahar. To which side of Beis El was the mountain Shalav Higi Avram that Avram reached? Me'elon Moreh from Elon Moreh. The mountain is to the east of Beis El. Beis El is to the west. 28. Targem Vayet. What does Vayet mean? Means he pitched as in a tent. 29. Targem Miyam. What does Miyam mean? Miyam means from the west. 30. Lama Be'eretz Kenan Nikrat Sad Maravi B'Shem Yom. Why in Eretz Kenan is the direction of west called Yam? Because it's after the Yam HaGadol, the great Mediterranean Sea, which is west of the land of Canaan. 31. Leizet Sad Shalhar. To which side of the mountain Hoya Ha'ir, Beis El? Where was Beis El in relation to the mountain? Kishigi Avram Elon Moreh. It was west of the mountain. 32. Leizet Sad Shalhar Hoya Ha'ir Ai. To which side of the mountain was the city of Ai? Kishigi Avram Elon Moreh. I was to the east of the mountain. 33. Eva Hoya Mizbech Hasheni Shbon Avram. Where was the second altar that Avram built? It was in the mountain that had Beis El to the west and Ir I to the east. 34. Lama Bona Avram Mizbech Bein Beis El Bein I. Why did Avram build an altar between Beis El and I? To call out in the name of Hashem for that express purpose. It was almost like a shul, as it were, a gathering place. 35, Ba'er, translate Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. That means he called out in the name of Hashem. He was preaching monotheism. 36, Ba'er, translate Haloch V'Nasoa. Haloch V'Nasoa means going and traveling, staying in a place for a little while, going to the next place, etc. 37, Ezet Tzad Nikra Negev. What side, what direction is Negev? That is south. 38, Loma Nikra Dorom B'Shem Negev. Why is Dorom south called Negev? Because it's referring to the southern region below Israel, which is the Negev. And Negev means dried out, which is the desert, which is the Negev. 39, Leizet Kivun. In which direction? Beretz Canaan, land of Canaan. Nasa Avram. Did Avram travel? Acharei Shabana Mizbeach Be'Beis El Bein Ai. After he built the altar between Beis El and Ai, what direction did he travel? He was traveling south towards Yerushalayim. Let's now read the Psukim one more time from Pasuk Hey on page 16 again. Vayikach Avram es Sarai ishto ves Lot ben Achiv ves kol rechusham asher rochoshu ves hanefesh asher asu vecharan vayetzu loleches artzo kinan vayavo artzo kinan ויעבור אברהם בארץ עד מקום שכם עד אלון מורה והכנעני עוז בארץ ויירא אדוני אל אברהם ויאמר לזרעך אתן את הארץ הזאת ויבן שם מזבח לאדוני הנראה אליו Vayah take me shamara mikedem leves el vayet aholo. Beis el miyom v'ay mikedem v'yiven shamiz beyach ladinoi v'yikro b'shem adoinoi. Vayisa Avram haloch v'nasoa hanegba. Please spend about 15 minutes going over this lesson 53 and 15 minutes going over lesson 52 from yesterday. Have a nice day.